This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're into the final stretch of the show here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I've been your Brad.
We're asking you a question. Do you feel like your job is harming your mental health? The poll has a bit of an update of, what is it?
It is at 48.5% yes, 20.4% no, and 31.1% sometimes.
Over on Instagram, the numbers have shifted slightly as well. 75% of you saying yes, it does have some effect. 25% of you saying no. Anonymous over on WhatsApp has said, it's not the job that gets to me, it's the people I have to work and deal with who are the culprits. Yes, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who think that too. Also, another one here from Jason, who said, I've been working outside since the beginning of the pandemic and as an economic frontliner whilst my wife has been working from home. I can feel her stress and loneliness as she's had very limited interaction with colleagues and friends, except for countless virtual meetings. Definitely taking a toll on her mental well-being. So when we can, I'll bring her along to buy food or groceries, shopping, just to see real human beings. Not to mention, she's also pregnant and the anxiety about not getting vaccinated slot yet. Sending our best regards over there, Jason. Any updates over on Twitter? Any more tweets?
Let's check for more tweets. Quick refresh. No more tweets.
No more tweets. Let's go on to third and final story of the day then. Food businesses, they continue to pivot just to survive here in the FMCO.
Yeah, so with MCO 3.0 extended another 2 weeks, so until June 28th, businesses in the F&B industry have either had to adapt or cut their losses to try and survive and stay afloat. So Malay Mail managed to get in touch with a few industry players and gathered their experiences in dealing with this FMCO. Kuniza from Cowboys Food Truck said that with food truck parks closed, he's moved operations to a kitchen in SS18, Subang, from where he does delivery or self-pickup orders. He also adds that the thing to remember is that prices have gone up significantly, about 10 to 15% from the first MCO last year.
Yeah.
A 17 kg barrel of cooking oil used to be 68 ringgit in April 2020, but now it costs 88 ringgit, so a full 20 ringgit added on. Logistics costs have also gone up as well. Kuniza explained that in addition to that, now you have so many food outlets on delivery apps, so you lump everyone into the same pool, so it becomes even tougher. He said that after a short stint on a major food delivery app, he quickly realized that the commission taken by the platform providers is way too high, so he took his business to Beepit, which is a much newer application that charges lower fees. He says that Beepit charges from 5 to 12% including transactional costs, much lower compared to the 30% commission charged by more popular apps. They have also stopped ordering produce in bulk from suppliers and are buying from supermarkets instead directly. And although the prices are higher, at least this way they aren't wasting anything. So the second person they spoke to was Afif Ter from Beard Brothers Barbecue, who also faced the same problem with popular food delivery apps. So he decided to start directing orders to their own website instead. They have their own digital front, their own website. They've also cut some items from the menu and are focusing on popular items and stuff that's easy to reheat and transport. So looking at the logistics and delivery side of things. On its sister site, beardbrothers.com.my, customers can also find barbecue supplies such as firewood and meat kits.
Smart.
Yeah, smart accessories. On the other side of things, the flip side of things, the closure of restaurants also has a domino effect on the supply chain, so bigger picture. A meat supplier told Malay Mail that his company's inventory was jammed with perishable products as a result of restaurants closing down. They tried to push these cost savings to restaurants, but the takeaway business is not running the volumes to clear the inventory, as the demand for takeaways is a lot lower than dine-ins. This applies to a lot of other fresh produce that are bought specifically for restaurants, like fish and vegetables and other produce. So just a few ways that they are trying new things and new channels, but you can see even from the explanations the kind of struggles that they are going through. Not just their own struggles, a few restaurants close, and the ripple effect on the industry is huge.
I have noticed over the past couple of weeks, as I've been ordering from some of these places via some of the bigger name food delivery services, the restaurant or the place have been sneaking in leaflets and flyers, and
I've seen that too.
Please order directly from our website. If you do, you get a percentage off, and that's smart thinking, you know, because people know that Well, they have a captive audience, don't they?
So, they do, yeah. I've been doing it a lot more, yeah. Honestly. If they are out of the delivery, if I can't drive more than the 10 km, then of course I depend on like food delivery apps and stuff. Mm. But wherever I can call them up and make an order, or if I can go and tap out directly, you know, if it's within like 2 km, 3 km, then it's worth doing it. Maybe on the way back from work, maybe on a weekend morning, something like that.
Yeah.
Because then at least they keep all the profits.
Every little helps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, ladies and gents, we've come to the end of the show, me and Arv. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It's available very shortly, or you can download the BFM app and have a listen back at your leisure. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We started off with that question and we ran throughout the show with, do you feel like your job is harming your mental health? The final results are in.
The numbers are 48.5% yes, 20.4% no, 31.1% sometimes.
75% of you over on on Instagram said yes, it is affecting your mental health, with 25% of you saying no. Story number two was
the ugly side of working from home.
I'm trying to scroll through my page here. Story number three, of course, food businesses continue to pivot to survive the FMCO. We've got to wrap up for the day, but don't forget, coming after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with YB Charles Santiago, MP for Klang, and Professor Datuk Dr. Denison Diasoria, former Suhakam and Royal Police Commissioner. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. On behalf of myself and Arvind Yuvaraj, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.